Around Yuletide, King Halfdanar Svarti was visiting the kingdom of Hythmörk when word finally came to him of the death of King Sigurður Hjörtur of Hringaríki and the imprisonment of Ragnhildr and Guthrumr. Since it had been arranged between the two kings that Ragnhildr was to be Halfdanar's bride, he was greatly vexed by the tidings of these events. As a result, he and his retainers entered Hathaland, progressing as far as the frozen Lake Rond. There, however, Halfdanar stopped and made camp, for he considered that he had no wish to personally risk fighting a berserker. What good would there be in claiming his bride if he was too injured to enjoy her? And so King Halfdanar sent for one of his thanes, a champion named Hárekr Gandr, called Hárekr the Wolf by some, and commanded him to go across Lake Rond and bring back Sigurður Hjörtur's daughter, Ragnhildr, and her brother Guthrumr. Hárekr was a dutiful and obedient thane, and though he thought that Halfdanar should do this deed himself, he rode forth at his king's command, with 100 warriors at his back. They crossed Lake Rond and traveled toward the estates of Haki and his followers. Hárekr the Wolf and his warriors crossed into Hathaland without any of Haki's men discovering them, and made their way by night to Haki's hall. Hárekr and his most trusted warriors had brought with them rune casters of great talent, and with their spells they were able to cause the guards to slumber and the locks upon the doors to be undone. And so they entered the hall while Haki slept, took Ragnhildr and Guthrumr and many fine treasures, then they burned the hall and all who were still within. Thinking that this had put an end to Haki, they took a wagon and set an awning over it for Ragnhildr and her brother, and went on towards the ice-covered lake. Meanwhile, however, Haki Hathabazurk had entered the red rage of the berserker and had not been killed by the fire. He burst from his burning hall, hair and clothing aflame, and pursued Hárekr and the escaped prisoners like a demon to the edge of the ice. 9 of Harakur's warriors attacked the burning berserker, and in a fierce battle he killed all 9 of them, but was grievously wounded, in addition to being badly burnt. When he looked up in agony from the battle, he saw that Ragnhildr was out of reach, and he decided that he could not bear to live with the shame of having lost her. Haki therefore fell upon his sword there by the shoreline. He was eventually buried in a haugr on the shore of Lake Rond. King Halfdanar Svarti had keen eyes, and he saw Hárekr the Wolf crossing Lake Rond with the covered wagon in which rode Ragnhildr and Guthrumr, and he knew that Harakur's mission had been accomplished just as he had ordered it. He ordered his followers to break camp and prepare to return to his own lands in Vestfold. Once they had returned, he held a great wedding feast of unprecedented magnificence, and at last he married Ragnhildr Sigurðardóttir, who became a great and powerful queen.